The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, they hit us with a boot on the first play that, you know, albeit a short week that we thought we had coached up good, but they hit us with it. Give them credit. They're good at it. Then they hit the tight end screen. We were playing to it. Malik was on it, was on it, was on it. And then the guy threw him away at the last second. And then, you know, they made a big gain out of that. So, you know, screens and boots are they're staples. They're good at it. We didn't defend them well enough.
Okay. Is that as... Did you just hear what I heard?
Get out of here.
Did you hear the same thing I heard? Hey, we had it coached up.
We had it coached up.
All right. Not my fault.
Mm-mm.
Don't fire me. Stay away with your pitchforks, lanterns, and swords. I did my job. Players aren't doing theirs. Did you hear the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. We had that coached up. We thought we had it well coached. We had the screen coached up. They're good at those things, but we had them coached up. Our players just suck. I mean, obviously you didn't have them prepared for it. You didn't have them coached up. Because they hit you with it on the first play of the game and you bit. They went fishing.
He basically just said, yeah, Malik got ragdolled.
Yeah.
He just got beat.
He was out there, but they just tossed him aside like a wet blanket.
Jeez.
I mean.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, it's easier to read into that stuff, you know, when you're upset about the way the Broncos played. But it's not just this week. It's just the way they play in general. It's, you know, and people are sick of it.
I mean, I know it's just me Friday. So is it just me or am I the only one that heard that?
No, it's not just you.
Okay, that's what I wanted to clarify. All right, next in Four Down Territory, or on the Morning Brew.
Honestly, man, I felt, you know, like I could go. And I said, we attacked the rehab this week. We were aggressive with everything that we did, and it gave me a chance to go out there and play today. And, we just came up short. But we got guys, man, who just fight through different things to try to help this team win. And we just came up short.
All right, Mark, I know you go to great lengths to defend Teddy Bridgewater.
But I do not go to great lengths to defend Teddy Bridgewater. No.
Benny, where's your lie detector drop there? Teddy Two Gloves doesn't turn the ball over, makes good decisions. That interception in the end zone, what was he looking at? What kind of decision-making went into that? And it was, it's a 10-0 game at that point.
Yeah, I mean, and the safety, let me just say this right off the bat. The safety did a good job of, it looked like initially he stopped his feet, like he was going to cut the under route, right? So sometimes when you get, a single high safety or a too high look, and I don't remember exactly what they were in on the other side, but that safety kind of jumped down and then he bailed back out. And so when he jumped down, he thought that he was cutting that route because they normally when you have like quarters look, anything where you have that, where you have a safety in a corner on that side and you run an in-cutting route and that corner or that safety jumps it, like that's a standard operating procedure. Some of the defenses call that a pin route, right? A post with an in. And anytime they put the pin, if that guy, the safety, has the cut responsibilities, meaning he's going to take that in-cutting route, then you're one-on-one with the corner on the backside. And the guy took a step like he did, Teddy launched it, and then he bailed back out. And part of it, and Troy did a good job of explaining, that when you're in that part of the field, you don't have the room to throw it because of the end line. You don't have the room to throw it and let the guy go get it, so you got to kind of feather it in there. And the safety made a great play. So
you're forgiving, Teddy.
No. It still is a bad throw, right? It's still a bad decision. So, no, I'm not forgiving him. I'm just telling you why that happened.
All right.
But it's still a bad play.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Yeah, we just got to continue to make it personal. You know, I liked it. You know, it felt good to me. You know, I liked that. You know, animosity. Yeah, you know, I didn't come out victorious, but you know, I liked the way it felt this season. You know, I talked a lot of shit. You know, I was comfortable with everything I had done, everything that I had said. Felt comfortable with the preparation that I had for this week. Felt comfortable with the type of player that I am. And, you know, it just, you know, it didn't come out the way we wanted it to.
He only got to play a half before he got hurt. And by the way, it looked worse than it appears that it is. He, in fact, is saying, Vaughn, saying that he should be back by the next game against against Washington. But he get a chance to play about a half. And I'm just curious, did you see him kill anybody in that first
round? No, he helped. I did not. No, I did not.
He said he was
going to
kill people. So I'm just wondering, who did he kill?
He had
two tackles and one quarterback hit.
Yeah, I didn't see any killing going on.
Other than Broncos hopes and dreams.
Other than the Broncos soul, I saw the crushing of the fan, the killing of the fan base hopes and dreams, and the killing of the fan base souls.
He managed to do that.
Yes, yes.
He managed to kill that.
Congratulations, you guys did it. Before Halloween, you crushed our hopes and our dreams.
We couldn't even make it to the holidays, could we?
No.
Wow. All right, next on the Morning Brew.
I've done this my whole life. I've run offense similar to this my entire life, and, you know, I've been in and out of different huddles with all sorts of guys and guys that I meet, you know, the day of the game and different things like that. So, you know, today was about doing our job, and everybody did their job. Offensive line did a great job. Dearness Johnson did a great job, and it was a lot of fun.
Sounds like a joyous, raucous Cleveland locker room. I wonder what the Broncos sounded like. Case Keenum, 21 of 33 for 199 yards, one touchdown, no picks, only took one sack, broke tackles down by the goal line,
right.
Ran over a linebacker. Jeez.
Two linebackers.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for Noah Fant to break a tackle.
Well, clearly Pat Shurmur thinks he can when it's third and seven, he's throwing it to Fant 3 yards short of the stick. Clearly, yeah. He thinks he's going to break a tackle.
Well, I mean, you know what? The next one he breaks will probably be the first one that I remember him break. Like, anyhow, you know, womp, womp, womp.
You don't want to sound too mean, huh?
That just is, you know, I mean.
Come on
are
now.
There any,
now
is
stop,
there
don't,
anybody?
No, don't
there
check
anybody
yourself.
That,
this is about production and accountability. This isn't personal.
All right. Okay. Is there anybody that posts more hollow stats
than Noah Fant?
Yeah.
It is pretty hollow. There isn't a lot there.
Yeah, you can catch 9 balls in a game, you know, and wow, what and have 80 yards or 90 yards. It just feels hollow.
Although the numbers weren't that great. 5 catches for 39 yards, so it wasn't like
zero broken down. I mean, as soon as you hit him, he's going down.
Yeah.
Like the Case Keenum gave 10 times the effort. See, this is the problem. You have this fresh in your mind. You're watching the game. I'm a fan. I'm angry about it. And you should be. Everybody in this town should be angry.
Yep.
Because this is not the standard that is supposed to be Broncos football.
Well, no. I'm glad people are still mad because you've been watching it for 5 years now. You would think that perhaps after 5 years, apathy would have set in, but the fact that people are still ticked off 5 years later, I guess that's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the alternative is you just, I don't care. But the fact that you care enough to be mad is, I guess, a hopeful sign, right? I guess. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Cecil Lammy weighs in on where this team is at and where they need to go in the next 72 hours. Cecil will join us next, Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.